products.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
For joining us, United States of America, and 53 countries across the world. This is the Sons of Liberty. Got Jake the other guy today. Bradley Dean is out doing battle, as we do continuously here at the Sons of Liberty. As if you couldn't tell, day by day, everything that we're bringing you back is not just news and what's happening in talk radio. It's what's getting done on the American scene. Today we got a couple special guests with us. You're going to enjoy these guys a lot. As a matter of fact, one of them translated the Federalist Papers. And when I say that, not from English. They were always written in English. Unfortunately, it was the type of English that only colonial farmers of past centuries could read. So none of us in this day and age can understand them. So what he did is he took the time to go through and translate. He co-authored a book called Original Argument, The Federalist Case for the Constitution, Adapted for the 21st Century. And this is a New York Times bestseller. He co-authored the book with Glenn Beck. He'll be joining us today. We're also going to have, if any of you have heard of Courage, New Hampshire, it's a short mini-series. It's been aired on television and film festival awards. Our friend Tim Brown with the Freedom Outpost actually turned us onto them, or turned them onto us. We got to watch them. James Riley is the owner-operator of it, and he's also one of the characters in Courage, New Hampshire, so he'll be joining us. We're going to kind of talk about American roots. What was the past? What was the events that preceded the Revolution onto the Revolution, as we talk about the Federalist Papers after the Revolution and how our government was established, and what was the argument to give us the government system that we have right now, our republic? And then past that, how we're going to apply that in this day and age. So thank you for joining us today. Again, you got the Sons of Liberty Radio. You can find us on Facebook at Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. You can also find us at our new website, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We just did a little mini facelift to it, kind of tightened the content on there, made it a little bit more navigatable, and also, too, added some things, because we're doing a weekly Constitution course where we're teaching that. That's a 12-week course. We've got a lot of folks signed into that from all over the country. We webcast that now. We have a new product line that's available on that website, Sons of Liberty Radio, on below where the news slider is. You can find the new products. As a matter of fact, I got an email not too long ago, or maybe this was a Facebook. It's one of the two. He said, I thought my high and tight made my shirt look good until I put on the new Sons of Liberty polo shirt. Those are available. We actually just Facebooked those. So if you want to get the corporate look, you can do it. We also have T-shirts right now. We just sent out an email that you can register for on sonsoflibertyradio.com. We send them out twice a week. They're not the emergency emails. It always has facts. It has what we've done. Bradley, of course, does two columns a week now, and he's released on over 32 outlets that I work with personally. But then those 32 explode all over the web. A lot of people post them, host them. You maybe have some in your town right now. As a matter of fact, if you have a newspaper or a radio station you want the Sons of Liberty to be a part of, the newspapers will print Bradley's columns. They're always looking for content, good content. And you can take those columns. You can call us at the office at the phone number on the website. It's an 800 number. It's toll free, so you can get in touch with us on that. And then you can get the Sons of Liberty into the newspapers. Also, radio stations. If you have a local station and you listen to us online or on the phone app or on TuneIn, there's a variety of different ways to listen to Sons of Liberty. We even have a new phone app. You can download right there at the sonsoflibertyradio.com. You want to get us on the physical station, you can go to your station. We can get you a press packet. Our producer would love to teach you how to do that, how to get the Sons of Liberty on your local station. Also, too, Facebook. We brought up last week that Breitbart, One Voice Silenced, Millions Awakened, on Facebook, has now started picking up a lot of what Bradley's doing. And I'll tell you what, the response is phenomenal. If you have fan pages out there and you need good content, we're here. The American Thinker just put up another video, what Bradley did, so we want to thank again the American Thinker, introduce them. We actually just had a chance to meet Thomas not too long ago. I'll probably be doing an endorsement on the show here very shortly as well. And Zionica.com, some public schools can't handle the truth, one of Bradley's recent columns. Boy, this is a lot of information, and I don't mean to overload you. I want to read some comments here. This was Dale Russell. He's also a military veteran. He said, I encourage everyone to be a part owner of the greatest radio broadcast to date. And all praise and all glory and all honor goes to our Savior, Jesus Christ. Folks, none of this gets taken onto us. We don't get big heads on this because there's too much to do. And when you're in the fight, you don't have time for pride because you're fighting. And whose cause are you fighting for? That being our risen Savior, Jesus Christ. But he goes on to say, and I'm just glad that this is impacting people like this across the country. Visit the website and help out if you can. These guys magnify our patriots' duty. Each one of us are a patriot. Whether you've sworn oaths to uphold the Constitution and you serve in office or you served in our armed forces, it matters not. If you're an American, you are a patriot. They say he says, these guys magnify our patriots' duty only by telling people the truth. Truth is what the people need to hear. Exactly. We're not going to fillet out the bits and pieces that may offend some so that we can kind of search for a consensus. What's everybody on right now? Well, jobs. Well, then let's talk about jobs. No. That's not our purpose. Our purpose is to stand upon principles until the consensus is molded to truth. That's how it's supposed to be. Patricia Badish on Facebook said, such wonderful guys. I love listening to you all. What you're hearing is the Spirit of Christ. What you're hearing when these comments come in is, wow, this is different. Yeah, it's different. It's the Holy Ghost. We actually let him be who he is, the person of God through the airwaves, instead of keeping them off. And with that, joining us next segment, we're going to talk about what it was like in America pre-revolution with our special guest, Mr. James Riley.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I started listening to Sons of Liberty and connecting with other listeners. Also, Sons of Liberty helped me with the direction to find, understand the truth, and be the best patriot I can be. The Bill of Rights, the Constitution, and the Bible are armor our Creator intended all mankind to have. Thank you guys for magnifying our patriots'
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. You know, I'm on Twitter right now, and I just retweeted the American Thinker. We just talked about them in the last segment. The video, Divide and Conquer, Republicans versus Democrats. And it gets rid of all the charades in here. Bradley does a very nice job of bringing this video together. And as I was looking at it, some of the comments that are on Facebook, this one is from Russ Emily. He says, "Amen, brother, I'm with you." We all identify and understand, yes, there is opinion, yes, there is fact, but it's the Constitution. We're Americans. We're patriots, as I said in the last segment. We are together. That's us, all of us. We're with the truth. See, the truth doesn't change. The truth will always stand. We have a country that's been birthed by truth. That was the presupposition of the Declaration of Independence and our founders. We hold these truths to be self-evident. They didn't go and debate, well, what is truth? Let's talk about what truth is. What do you think truth is, Thomas?
Well, I'm not sure, John. What do you think it is, Benjamin Franklin?
Well, you know, I have my own ideas about truth. These truths are self-evident. Truth. Truth doesn't change. There was no shifting, no debate on it. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal. They are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. Among these are life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness. Colonial times. Now we could even speak pre-colonial times. But during colonial times, there was a British ruler, a monarch, a tyrant, who did not believe in equal rights for the colonists. And Tim Brown, one of our friends from the Freedom Outpost, got in touch with me and said, "Hey, Jake, I think you'd really enjoy this." So there was a gal who was emailing me back and forth saying, "Will you please check this out? Will you please check this out?" It's called Courage, New Hampshire. It's based on a city in New Hampshire. The town Courage, or the city, the village, wasn't actually a city, but it likens what it was like before the Revolution. Why did the colonists do what they did? What was the crown doing? How was the crown so evil? And it kind of depicts that very well, and it also shows those Judeo-Christian values that we are founded on, those puritanical principles, the Calvinist views that we had as colonists and why we threw off. And today a special guest with us in this series is the Tavern Keeper. He's also the Justice of the Peace, Silas Rhodes, a.k.a. James Riley. What would you prefer, Silas or James? Thank you for being with us, by the way.
I'll go by James today.
James will be good. So James is your real name. Silas is your character in Courage, New Hampshire. Can you give us a snapshot of this? My family and I watched the series. Of course, We had to do it online. You can get a code and things like that. But explain to America why you put this together and what is the importance of understanding what preceded the Declaration of Independence for America to get the right world view on how we should walk out our constitutional values.
Well, yeah, as quickly as I can, you know, our family's always been in love with history. My, you know, mom would tell us about our ancestors who fought in the Revolutionary War, and, you know, they're, you know, major genealogy freaks here. And so I always was disappointed as a kid that there were not more treatments of, you know, the Revolutionary War period and the period before it in film and in television. So we have a 700-acre farm out here in California, and we do living history for school kids, and we basically had begun the whole process of presenting to the public the Revolutionary War era, so it was a natural for us to begin production on a television show that would, you know, in a fictional way, talk about the lives of people prior to the Revolutionary War.
You got it, but these were based on pretty, I mean, these were common occurrences, a lot of the things that you'd brought up, and you focus on New Hampshire as one of the colonies, which was a strong colony. Your particular character was the Justice of the Peace, you were the tavern keeper. And just to kind of give you a nutshell, because this likens us together, I mean, there's more synergy than just the fact I appreciated the series. Tavern Keeper and Justice, let me finish this. Tavern Keeper and Justice of the Peace, Silas Rhodes, who's our guest today, James Riley, along with British deserter Bob Weedle, lead a band of rebel underground soldiers known as the Sons of Liberty in acts of midnight justice against royal officials attempting to enforce unpopular law. We would call this ungodly law, therefore it is unlaw, it is not law. In pre-revolutionary New England township Courage, New Hampshire. I mean, that's enough to get the taste buds, I would think, of our listeners going, okay, what was it? What was going on? More of the Sons of Liberty. Give a little bit more insight.
Well, the period before the war really is the more fascinating one because,
sure it is.
You know, the war itself was a ghastly difficult task to prosecute, and it was actually prosecuted by very, very few citizens. I mean, Washington was down to something like 2,000 soldiers at Trenton.
Mm-hmm.
But the period before the conflict was the period that American citizens really had to make up their mind whether or not this new republic that they'd created, that their ancestors had crossed an ocean for, and that they'd endured savage and fire and flood and plague, whether they were going to fight for it or not. So I always thought that was a more interesting story. And as you said, you know, in these little taverns in New England and in the South, the middle colonies, oftentimes the justice of the peace was, the tavern keeper was the justice of the peace. So you had a dispute with your neighbor, you went to the local tavern and you heard small disputes in the tavern. And so it seemed like a good premise for drama in a small town. And the Sons of Liberty really, you know, starting in 1765 and moving on through the beginning of the conflict, they were very instrumental. You know, for example, they had the burning of the Gaspé in 1772, where you know, a British revenue ship was boarding coastal vessels and very, very, in a very, very tyrannical way, taking over cargo. And some of these New England sea captains got sick of it. They actually burned this British revenue ship to the waterline in the summer of 72.
Can I bring up something to that, or am I cutting
sure.
you? Okay, this is so important because people, oftentimes, I was thought, you know, or taught, excuse me, in public schools. That's my first problem, public schools. But anyhow, the Sons of Liberty were these rebellious, radical people that went and tarred and feathered people, and they did all this stuff unlawfully. That is not true. These weren't mindless mobs. They were oftentimes led by the civil powers that they, the magistrates, in their own communities that led these charges. These were lawful acts, according to authority.
It's a very, very good thing that you brought that up, because we try to really stress in the second episode that the law was now in their hands.
So
if the tyrant basically proves himself not a Romans 13 ruler, not a rewarder of good, and a scourge of evil, then someone else has to take the mantle of magistrate. And that's very much what they thought. And if you study Whig philosophy of that time, they were not arguing in any sense of the term for anarchy. They were very afraid of anarchy. What they were arguing for is just rulership, and that if someone abused their authority, you had to step in and become that authority.
You got it. And you know what? I love the part, the conclusion of part four in this series. Folks, the four-part series. What's the website again, James? Give it to everybody.
It's colonybay.net, but I do want to let everyone know that we will be on the Inspiration Channel Memorial Day starting through the summer, and we've been picked up by a national broadcaster now. So those of you who have an INSP, something like 75 million Americans can watch a marathon on Memorial Day.
And we also post it on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, so you can go right to the website, you can order the DVDs, etc. On part four at the end, you as the town, you are the tavern keeper, but you're also the justice, the peace, you're kind of the leader of the militia, and this concept of join or die, we'll talk about that in a second. But what happened is the colonial militia of New Hampshire, the people of New Hampshire, governed by God and the Bible, joined together and they decided, you know what, our governor has gone outside of his bounds as a lawful ruler. Therefore, he's become a criminal to the people, a tyrant. Therefore, our arms were no longer going to be subjugated to his authority, but rather to the authority that was vested in the people. Now, there was no murder or anything like that, but the fact is the people said, you know what? You're no longer fit. We're casting you off. We've got it covered over here. And that's exactly what happened when it preceded, when we preceded the Revolutionary War. People cast off that authority. Then that authority got angry and upset, and they came and attacked us, and that's when the people stood. Folks, I encourage you, get together with your sheriff. He's your executive officer of your local government. He does not have to take on federal regulations that are unlawful and unconstitutional. That's his job and his jurisdiction. I think this series exemplified it very well, James, and I give you a high five for it, and I appreciate you putting it out.
Oh, thanks very much. We appreciate you getting the word out.
Now, this is also the man who performs Patrick Henry and supervises a living history program visited by hundreds of thousands of school children. He's reaching our next generation, folks, with these principles, because they're going to find out who the real heroes are, who the real radicals are. And I'm saying radicals for truth, folks. Again, we have with us James Riley from the video Courage New Hampshire, the series. Where again can they watch it here coming up, James?
They can watch it on colonybay.net, or they can get the Inspiration Channel. Lots of folks have it. It'll be on Memorial Day, a marathon the evening of Memorial Day and through to July 4th.
Thank you so much for being with us, James. Again, coming up next, we have Josh Charles, a New York Times best-selling author, The Federalist Case for the Constitution Adapted for the 21st Century, co-authored with Mr. Glenn Beck. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at Exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at Exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's Exposed123.com.
What do you do when your government is engaged in unconstitutional acts? And what should you do when our elected officials fail to uphold their oath to protect we the people from foreign and domestic enemies? Hello, fellow patriot. I'm Pastor Broden of the Constitutional Defenders of Texas, and we have discovered a constitutional answer to these questions. The answer is found in the First Amendment to the Constitution. The fifth platform in the First Amendment is the answer to our government operating in an unconstitutional way. The right to peaceably assemble and petition redress for grievances. Redress means to set right, to amend. It is a remedy for a wrong or an ill perpetrated against we the people. Sign our petition for redress at c.x.com. That's c.dot.x.com. Redress equals solution.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Back with the Sons of Liberty, and I just love this comment. I want to share it again, folks. You have the opportunity right now. You don't have to wait. You can get your Sons of Liberty polo shirts now. I just posted on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Go ahead and take a look at it and read the comment. I thought my high and tight made my shirt look good until I put on a Sons of Liberty polo. You can run international and Sons of Liberty Radio supporter. He got his polo. Why are you waiting? Get yourself a polo shirt. Hey, spring is coming. These things look great on you. And even if you don't look so great, that's fine. That's okay. You put on the Sons of Liberty polo, you will look like $1 million. People are going to be saying, wow, what happened to you? Have you been working out? That's what it does. The Sons of Liberty. What are we working out, though? We're working out our own salvation with fear and trembling. All joking aside, we're working out our Constitution and those principles that have been given to us, blood-bought, literally lives on the altar for us to have this and work it out. I have a picture that I posted on Sons of Liberty Radio Facebook. It's with this administration and their staff just cracking up laughing with the caption underneath. And then we told them it's not a tax as they all laugh. You know that's what they're doing. For everyone who's ignorant enough to not assert their rights, they're being laughed at right now. Because tyranny cannot prevail unless good men that know to do good, that understand good, that can speak good, do nothing with that good. And if you maybe had the opportunity over the past couple days, Bradley's been working the airwaves, and people are asking for interviews on different topics, any of which be the victory in the public school assembly that he did down in Spanish River, Boca Raton, Florida. There's more of those to come, folks. Jan Michelson had him on in Iowa, saturated the entire Iowa airwaves last week. And as a result of that, we've been getting calls to do events in Iowa. Chuck Morris, Bradley, was on before that. Out in Tennessee, Paul Gallo, Super Talk all across Mississippi. Bradley was just on this morning speaking to the whole state of Mississippi. Why? Because people want to hear. They want to work it out. And you know what? There's certain things that have to do with the Constitution that not a lot of folks understand. One of those is the Federalist Papers. We've heard of the arguments between the Federalists and the Anti-Federalists during the ratification, well, during the process of the states ratifying our Constitution. And today with us we have Mr. Joshua Charles, actually graduated from the University of Kansas, and I love this. He got a Bachelor's of Music in Piano Performance. He's a musician. We're musicians here as well. Well, I shouldn't say we. I almost slipped myself in that lot. Bradley, among others, are musicians. But then all of a sudden he becomes a nationally and internationally recognized pianist. And then he decides, you know what? I'm going to write a book and become a New York Times bestseller. So God calls us, not necessarily for our abilities, but for our availabilities. Here he is pursuing a music career, and he becomes a number one New York Times best-selling author on a difficult work called The Original Argument, The Federalist Case for the Constitution, Adapted for the 21st Century. Thank you for being on the program today, Josh.
It's a great pleasure. Thank you for inviting me.
We met you not too long ago. As a matter of fact, our producer posted the video of Bradley at a conservative conference that he spoke at.
Yeah.
In Arizona. And Josh, you stood up. You're one of the younger generation. You've accomplished a lot being a young age. I think you're 24, is that correct?
I just turned 25 about a week ago. So
good for
now
you.
Now 25.
Okay, so 25. We'll kind of... But at this particular conference, you stood up and you made a statement to the entire room about the importance of reaching the next generation. I want to talk about your work because that's what it's doing. You're basically giving a common sense meaning and understanding for the Federalist Papers, which most adults don't even understand anymore. But you're bringing it to the next generation so they can understand and take a little pride in their history that they have. Tell us a little bit about that, and tell us also about your reaction to seeing Bradley speaking and how it ties into what you're doing in this nation.
Well, the story of how it all came about is really it's really an amazing story, and one that even for me doesn't get old, just because it really was an exhibition, so to speak, of providence and different threads coming together at exactly the right time for the most unlikely of reasons. And you know, the whole story I can tell some other time, but the gist is I have this this sense that the Federalist Papers needed to be quote unquote translated. By that I mean the originals are in 18th century English. And that language is wonderful, but unfortunately, most people today can't understand it.
I heard French. I heard French is wonderful too, but I don't understand it.
Exactly. Well, exactly. And as a reader, as a lifelong reader, as a lifelong learner, it grieves me that our society is in that position. But we've got to deal with the society and the culture we have, not the one we want. And so I decided this needs to be done for a host of reasons. It's all described in the preface of the book, if anybody would like to buy it, in bookstores everywhere, Amazon.com. But I felt I needed to get it to Glenn Beck. And through a really long but amazing series of events, that happened. And it was so unlikely. It was just stunning. And so I got it to him. And the reason why I felt that was literally 3 days or so after I decided to do this, I saw him on Fox News say, somebody needs to take the Federalist Papers and put it into contemporary English so people can actually understand them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when my jaw dropped to the floor, and I was like, I can't believe you just said that. I've already started doing that. And so I got it to him, and it really became a number one New York Times bestseller because of his name and notoriety. But it has sold well over 200,000 copies and still selling. People need to know the Federalist Papers because, in case they're not aware, they were editorials written by Alexander Hamilton, James Madison, John Jay, just newspaper editorials, like an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal or New York Times or whatever, and basically trying to provide arguments in favor of ratifying the Constitution. So the Federalist Papers are really probably the best source, the holy grail, so to speak, as to what the founders were, or the framers. I distinguish the framers from the founders. There's overlap, but the framers being the guys who put together the Constitution. Founders, you know, people like Thomas Jefferson and John Adams were not involved in putting together the Constitution, but nonetheless contributed philosophically.
Yep.
So, but it really helps us get into the minds of the framers. And why? And you know, the Federalist Papers are remarkably accurate. They do you know, wax eloquent on certain philosophical questions. In Federalist 51, you know, James Madison's famous line about if men were angels, there'd be no need for government, and that government is a better reflection of our nature and things of that sort. But most of it is quite practical and historical, historically informed from the examples of ancient Greece, from a lot of the examples in post-Westphalia Europe, Westphalia being the Treaty of Westphalia of 1648, which allowed nations to be nations and for princes to set the religions of their people, etc. It was really the rise of the nation in Europe, the idea of a nation, using examples from Belgium and England and all sorts of places, Poland, places like that.
Our framers were very sharp men. And a lot of people, think, they get intimidated because, well, you know, I never went to college. I never, I didn't do well in school. But this particular book, folks, what Josh does is he takes the Federalist case for the Constitution, which is really what it was. And it was also giving understanding of the Constitution some original intent, because nowadays, you know, the word constitutional is just a word. What does that mean? That must mean it's good, right? But he takes it and puts it in context so that you can understand as a layperson. Josh, you were doing this. You were praying on this. I know you're a Christian man.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden the time came. The Bible says to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under heaven. God knew the right time to bring the right guy to come down and bring you up. But this work, it's not a Glenn Beck work. This is literally done by an American and a young American at that. That knows the need to get back to the roots of our country where there was stability. The Bible says to go back into the old paths. Ask for those paths. Walk therein, for there is peace. Josh, you were at this particular meeting when Bradley was speaking about the importance of reaching that next generation. And I got about 2 minutes left, but I want you to kind of give your thought process, because you lit up like a light bulb and you lit the room up.
Well, I don't know if it was a good thing for a lot of people in that room, but one thing that really strikes me about a lot of what is happening in the quote-unquote conservative movement is, you know, we're supposedly a less government, limited state kind of group of people, but in advocating that, it seems we focus on nothing but the state, focus on nothing but politics, and so it's kind of this horrific irony that's taken place, and so a lot of times, you know, I go to these political groups, most of them are filled with Christians, and I will ask, how many of the men in this room are mentoring or discipling young people? And I'm lucky if I get one or two hands raised, and that's terrific. That's a tragedy. And how young people are not going to learn what is worth learning in life unless they come under the wing of someone.
You got it.
And if that's not happening, there's going to be a culture that'll fill that vacuum. That's why, you know, hip hop, and I'm not saying hip hop as a music genre is bad, but obviously a lot of the content is bad.
Sure.
You know, Hollywood, Hollywood's not bad, but a lot of the content, you know, all these different societal forces that will come in and fill that vacuum and mentor where mentors are not available. And Bradley was just speaking to that. And you know, a changed heart is what changes society. It doesn't work in the reverse in terms of policy to people. It works from people to policy.
You got it. You know, who was it? Roger Winthrop that said, self-government, when speaking of self-government, if a man will not be ruled by the Bible, he'll be ruled by the bayonet. If he'll not be ruled by God's Ten Commandments, he'll be ruled by man's 10,000 commandments. I got to run to a break. Our guest again, Josh Charles, the author of Original Argument, The Federalist Case for the Constitution Adapted for the 21st Century. Another example, folks, as to why I have hope in the youth of this nation, because they're not just tolerating what's thrown on them. They are creating their own change and their own restoration to our foundations. We'll be right back with the sonsoflibertyradio.com for our final segment. Thank you again, Josh.
Yep.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-800 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are natural, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel, and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
I feel like we have roots in this country that we need to get back to, if you know what I'm saying. Strictly stating.
American Roots Day, I think that's what today is. We're getting back to our roots. We've just talked to two guests. The first one was about the pre-Revolutionary War and what was the climate during that time, the 1760s of the Sons of Liberty. What led to this war? What led to us breaking off? What led to us seceding from the British Empire? And secondly, after we did that, well, now we had a lot of colonies, different backgrounds, different cultures, same Bible, same God. We had a lot of principles that united us, our desire for liberty. For the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, the Bible says. And then as we fast forward to that, we decide, you know what, we need a stronger central government. But we need to be very careful. And as James Madison said, every word in the Constitution determines either power or liberty. Power to that government or liberty to the people. And we don't give up essential liberties in order to maintain or to gain temporary security. Well, in order to have security, you have to give somebody else power to keep you secure. That's not the purpose of government. So then we talked to Joshua Charles, who is the New York Times best-selling author that brought us the Federalist Papers, the argument for why the Constitution. Again, these are our roots. We have to reinvigorate ourselves with these things. Look, it's going to do you more good to read a history book than it is to sit online and read news all day long. See, that's what they are creating. When I say they, it could be a variety of any people, they. So I'll just kind of generalize they. But what has been established for us is found right in the Bible. His story is written through history. God's story. It's 2020 and it's his pen. And it's determined what by what people will do to take him at his word. When you study American history, Folks, you're going to get a lot more. You're not going to get depressed. You're going to say, wow, they did what? Under what kind of circumstances? Against what kind of odds? That's what happens to me every time I read it. You can watch it going forward. And as we said with our first guest, when we were talking about Courage New Hampshire, I can't believe they did these sort of things. You start to learn who the real heroes are, who the man and women were that established this country. That's what we need in this country. Connecting with our roots, as I said earlier. Now we want to come to present day, and I want to give an example. Many of you know Liberty Council because of the great things they've done in collaboration with Bradley and the ministry here, and going into public schools and saying, you're not going to feed us this bill that a student does not have a First Amendment right on campus. We're not in Russia, we are in America. Though we may be in Florida, that is one of the 50 states. Article 4, Section 4 gives us a Republican form of government. Not a Republican Party form of government, mind you. A Republican form. We have laws that don't change. The law is king. God is king. Because God gives the law. And that law reigns. And it's not antithetical to God either. It's not against God. It's not antagonistic towards God or his kids. And when you stand on that, groups like Liberty Council will stand with you. They've once again protected the right of free speech. I just want to give this example. I want to give victories today. I want to talk about the stinking news. I don't want to talk about this garbage debate that they call. It's in the Supreme Court. Are they going to uphold Prop 8? Like they have any business upholding it at all. It's like a referee. A bunch of refs getting together. Hey, guys, you think we should throw out this rule out of the rule book? You don't have the authority. Nor the jurisdiction. You determine whether that rule has been broken. And then you apply the consequence that the rule makers made. No different in the Supreme Court. It's a joke. We buy into that. We feed into that. Pretty soon we'll think that that's what they can do. And oh, what if they do it? Well, like we said with our first guest, Encourage New Hampshire. Well, then the people get together. The local magistrate says, not doing business here. He joins with other local magistrates. And pretty soon the governor, who is tyrannical, will soil himself because he realizes he can't rely upon a lie to rule. Liberty Council stepped up. Get this. A National Park Service is again allowing distribution of Bibles on federal property. Doesn't that make you feel warm and fuzzy? Yay! They can distribute Bibles on national property. When could they ever not? In 2011, Shirley Elliott, Grandma Shirley, sold produce and homemade jellies at Thidow Farmers Market near Jean Lafayette National Historic Park in Louisiana. Oh my gosh. There's so many problems with this. It is said right now, I quote Michael Anthony Perutka in our Constitution course, that the federal government owns land, about as much land as east of the Mississippi. The federal government has no business owning land. None. It's not constitutional. Yes, they control Washington, D.C. Okay, we give them that. That's why it's not a state. That's why it's, you know, taxation without representation. But then you move on. And you say, okay, military bases, I get that. National parks, nowhere in the Constitution. Oh, but come on, we need them. They're so nice, I enjoy visiting them. Then let the states have the parks. It's their land. Where do they get that land from? Oh, and now I'm going to go out a little bit further. Okay, so we're so far in debt right now. Federal government owns a lot of land. They don't have any gold to back their money. We have a fraud called fiat currency and a Federal Reserve. What next? We're sorry, Chinese. Listen, hey, I'll tell you what we'll do. We've got a nice national park out there. It's called Yellowstone, right by Wyoming, Montana. Why don't we exchange that land for debt? Oh, that would never happen. Why do they got the land in the first place? But in this unlawful zone called a National Historic Park in Louisiana, Miss Elliott provided free Bibles on her table for anyone to take at will while she's selling jelly and other homemade produce. On December 1st, 2012, a park ranger told Miss Elliott,
Ma'am, there's some great jelly, great preserves. But you see them there Bibles? Yeah, you need to take them off of your table because you're on federal property. Hold on a second, Yogi. Hey, I heard you, Yogi Bear. Just hold on a second. I'm talking to Miss Elliot. I'll tell her about these Bibles, see?
Yogi Bear wouldn't even be down for that. The fact is you've got a demigod attitude. Why do you have that? Because you have an unconstitutional power at work. Poor Miss Elliot is getting picked on by a park ranger. I think he got fired from the TSA and then he went to work for the National Forest people. That's probably what happened. Well, Liberty Council steps up to the plate again. Richard Mast, our friend, writes a letter immediately. Listen, buddy, you have no constitutional right or authority to demand that this woman selling jelly cannot hand out free Bibles. See, all they did was flex their muscle. They didn't have to do much. They flexed their muscle and said, buddy, you need to get back in your spot. See, 20, 30 years ago, they weren't even attempted to do something so stupid. But because while men slept, the enemy sowed tares, they go out and do things that they wouldn't normally do. After sending this letter, immediately, the park ranger in the office sends word back to Miss Elliot. Miss Elliot, you're more than welcome to hand out religious literature and Bibles. Of course, of course, of course. I'm not saying that. That's kind of a... It is a victory. I don't want to say it's a wimpy victory, but folks, I'm not all excited because we're able to handle Bibles and national parks. I'm pointing out a couple directives, but this is how it is to stand for liberty. This is how it should be. This should be the norm. If we really get back in touch with our roots as a nation, this will be the norm. Criminals will be the ones terrified. As Jefferson said, where the people fear the government, it's tyranny. No other way! That is exactly what it is. But where the government fears the people, you have liberty. Why does the government fear the people? Not because they're going to break in and lynch them, but because they fear breaking the law because of what the people will do. That's the fear. The same way a criminal fears the police. He doesn't have to fear the police. But when he breaks the law, he should fear, because those leaders, as Romans 13 says, are a terror unto those that do wickedness and wicked works. That's America. And that is the America, contrary to many popular beliefs, that we live in today. We have all the same constitutional rights that we've ever had. And even if somebody says it's not constitutional, we have God-given rights that usurp even the Constitution. Because those are God-given, and those are breathing each and every one of you. Again, we thank you so much for tuning into the show today. I hope you get in touch with your roots, folks. Read a history book, a real history book. Read the Founders. Read the Federalist Papers. Read Josh's book that we talked about. Get in touch with that so you can be emboldened and empowered. Continue to join us, folks. Continue to listen and to learn, but apply. We're accomplishing nothing unless you apply. We'll talk to you tomorrow, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Over 50,000 satisfied squatting customers can't be wrong. If you suffer from difficult or painful bowel movements, join the thousands who are finding success with a Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse, ointment, or pill, Squatty Potty is a simple, lightweight, yet sturdy footstool that fits around any toilet and elevates your feet. Squatty Potty improves your posture, and that allows proper alignment of the colon. The result is faster, more effective elimination and relief from nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, IBS, and bloating. Squatty Potty is doctor recommended and endorsed and comes with a 60-day hassle-free money-back guarantee. The Squatty Potty, a healthy step in the right direction. Squatty Potty starts at just $34.95 and can only be ordered by calling 855-628-1099 or through our website, squattypotty.com, spelled S-Q-U-A-T-T-Y, potty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.